Efforts to avert a government shutdown. I'm Rich Dennison, Fox News. Congress faces a December 16th deadline to pass a funding bill to keep government operations running. The Biden administration says it wants a bill passed that gets bipartisan support.
This is something that they were able to do just last year around this time in a bipartisan way. He believes that they should be able to do this again. This should not be about partisanship. We are talking about critical funding.
White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre, House Republicans want their Senate colleagues to pass a continuing resolution that would fund the government until they take control of the House in January. The Supreme Court's conservative majority sounded sympathetic today to a Christian graphic artist who objects to designing a wedding website for gay couples, a dispute that's the latest clash of religion and gay rights to land at the nation's highest court.
This was an argument that was scheduled to go 70 minutes. It went 2.5 hours. And these nine justices really struggled with where to draw the line on this issue. This is a First Amendment case. The business owner here says she has plenty of LGBTQ clients. She is happy to serve them and do business with them. What she doesn't want to do is put her name on a custom-crafted website for a same-sex ceremony. What if you object to interracial marriage? What if Justice Sotomayor asked repeatedly, you don't think disabled people should be able to get married? Could you object to that? There were all kinds of back-and-forth issues.
Fox's Shannon Bream at the Supreme Court. Jailed lawyer Michael Avenatti was sentenced in Southern California today to 14 years in prison and ordered to pay $7 million in restitution after admitting to cheating four of his clients out of millions of dollars. That sentence should run consecutively to the 5-year prison term he is currently serving for stealing book proceeds from porn actor Stormy Daniels during her legal battles with then-President Donald Trump and of trying to extort millions from Nike. America's listening to Fox News.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
10 men are on trial in Belgium accused of carrying out terror attacks in 2016 that killed 32 people.
This will be the biggest trial in Belgian history. It will detail horrific acts and trigger painful memories. Two bombs exploded at Brussels International Airport, a third on a metro train. The dead included citizens of 11 countries, including the United States. Nine of those on trial are charged with multiple murders, but all are accused of being part of a terrorist group. One of the group is absent, presumed killed in Syria. The case is expected to last 7 months. Jonathan Savage, Fox News.
Tens of thousands of people are bracing for days without electricity in a North Carolina county where authorities say two power substations were shot up by one or more people with apparent criminal intent. Across Moore County, southwest of Raleigh today, businesses handed out free food or coffee, and businesses without internet conducted transactions in cash. Last week, Merriam-Webster announced its word of the year was gaslighting. This week, the Oxford English Dictionary says 2022 can be summed up with the phrase goblin mode.
A slang term referring to, quote, a type of behavior which is unapologetically self-indulgent, lazy, or greedy, typically in a way that rejects social norms or expectations. The phrase was chosen by way of online vote, winning 93% of the 340,000 votes cast, beating out metaverse and hashtag I stand with. The 2021 Oxford Word of the Year was vax, matching Merriam-Webster's vaccine. Oxford reps say this year's phrase acknowledges that we're not always our idealized, curated selves that we portray on social media, thanks to nearly 3 years of pandemic shifts. Gianna Gelosi, Fox News.
A sell-off on Wall Street to start the week. The Dow down 482, the S&P falling 72 points, with the NASDAQ down 221 at the closing bell. I'm Rich Dennison, and this is Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.